What's going on, fam? Before we get started with the show today, make sure you go over to theaboutitlife.com. Join the winning team, fam. Get yourself some merch. Grab yourself some I am the problem, I am the solution shirts. Also, get yourself some chancletas, some sliders. Get yourself some slides, fam. Some sliders sounds like hamburgers. Get yourself some slides. Get yourself some t-shirts. And let's get into the show. Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya. And in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What up, fam? What's going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Let's jump straight into the show. There's one word, fam, one word. And you know, I'm super excited for this episode. I can't even wait. I just got to get into it. One word that you need to understand in order to be successful in anything, to live a successful life. And that's momentum. Now, momentum is created through small little moves that happen every single day, every single moment of your life. That is either creating a positive outcome or a negative outcome, right? It's either going up or it's going down. It's either working out for you or it's not working out for you. It's either growing or it's dying, right? So these little moves for so many people, they live a very inconsistent life. So they don't allow themselves to get too up, and then they don't allow themselves to get too down. So they balance themselves out, right? And, you know, for you to be successful in anything, there needs to be a burst of energy towards a uphill momentum, forward movement. There needs to be forward momentum where you're making decisions quickly. This is what it looks like. You're making decisions quickly. You're adapting and adjusting quickly. You are failing fast. Right? You're going to see things for yourself. You're doing it. You're doing it. There is no hesitation. There's nothing that's in the way of the work ethic. There's nothing that you're prioritizing more outside of actually building yourself up and succeeding in whatever you say you want to succeed in. There's focus, right? You eliminate potential problems. You eliminate distractions. See, when that is a uphill momentum, that's what happens every single moment, right? You look at, okay, what do I need to do? I need to honor my word. I need to show up. I need to make these moves. I need to reposition my life. Whatever it is you're trying to get out of. If you're in a position that you need more money, there's moves that you need to make, right? Nothing happens on its own. Success happens on purpose. Couple of days ago, I think it was last week I posted on Instagram, on September, if you want to go check it out, if you haven't seen the post, it was on September 14th, 2023, depending on when you're listening to this. Before I read this post, one thing you have to understand about momentum that, yes, it does work both ways. So what I explained earlier about the uphill momentum, it works the same thing for the downhill momentum, just the opposite, right? If you take long to adapt and adjust, if you take long to make these decisions, if you take long to, or you don't show up, you don't honor your word, you don't, you know, you put it down on paper, but you never make it happen. You allow time to pass by. You allow things to roll on to the next day. Then, of course, it's like everything is there. There's no positive reinforcement. There's no feedback that's giving you more confidence. Everything is destroying your confidence. Everything is killing your just your energy, you know. In order for the rocket to get to the moon, it has to give all of itself to it in order to make that happen. It can't just say, hey, I'm going to go halfway, or I'm going to just give just a little bit. No, to get out of any situation, right, you're going to have to give all of yourself to it. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, momentum is happening now. People are in a constant momentum. Like people are in a people are in momentum, and that has a positive connotation to it, right? It sounds good. It's like momentum sounds right. It's positive, right? You know, you need momentum. You need momentum, but there's momentum downhill. There's people who are literally going downhill because they make the wrong decisions every single day, the wrong decision after wrong decision after wrong decision, which puts them out of position to make adjustments, and then they don't do anything about it. They don't make adjustments, and they wait and they wait and they wait, and things just take root, right? It takes root, it takes root, and then people are just getting punched in the face by life, and they refuse to adjust. They're scared to adjust. They're scared to adapt. They just accept, right? So with that being said, just wanted to clarify that so we can get into these seven things. These seven things, this is the post that I did on social media. I posted these seven things that I've kept in my mind for many, many, many years. This is what I call my unfair advantage, because I go into any field, anything that I decide to commit to, I understand that these seven things are present, which means I move with more confidence because I feel like I'm the only one playing in the game. And that's just my mentality, right? Whatever it is, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to just continue to do this because I know this is what other people are doing. And let's get into it. So I wrote down, if you understand these seven things and did the opposite, it will instantly separate you from the crowd. Number one, most people are lazy and want to do the bare minimum just to get by. And as a matter of fact, as I read these, I want to get into them. I want to break them down a little bit. So number one is most people are lazy and want to do the bare minimum just to get by. I know so many people, and you know them too, and you're probably one of them, right? That is okay. That doesn't see a problem in not showing up for yourself, right? Some days you want to sleep in. And actually, there's a thing. There's people laugh about it, and people make jokes about it. It's like, oh, just so cozy in the morning, right? So cozy. I just want to sleep in. You know, it's easy to not show up. People just want to do the bare minimum. If I can just pay the bills, I'll be fine. You know, this is okay. Let's not judge this, but this is facts. That means if I'm someone who does the opposite, who's not lazy, and I want to do the maximum to thrive, then you and I doing anything, there's no competition. Right? Because I'm going to get up every day. You're going to show up sometimes. I'm going to want to do the most. You're going to want to do the bare minimum. And then we get the results that we deserve. Right? So just understand that most people are lazy and they're okay with that. Like people are okay. They want, and I capitalized, I put want in all capital letters, right? Because I want you to understand that this is not something that people are just like, I'm lazy. It's because I got to disease. Like I am lazy and I want to do the bare minimum. I just want to get by. I just want to make it through the day and go to sleep and just wake up late tomorrow. This is what people want to do. So that's number one. Number two is most people don't honor their word. They say something and never make it a priority. So, you know, how many times you've said something, put something on paper and never did it? You know, how many times you said you was going to commit or show up and you said you're going to attack these goals and these are the moves you're going to make and never did it? Like you don't follow through. So not only that ruins your confidence, that ruins your energy, that kills your, you're not getting any positive reinforcement from that, right? You say something, oh man, I didn't show up today, as if someone else is in control. You know, I didn't get it done today. It's like, cool. You know, you don't really make it a priority when you say something. Hey, listen, I'm going to get back to you by, you know, whatever, by this day. I'm going to make this happen. And then you never do it, right? Or you don't make it a priority. You don't do everything you can to follow through. So I know this. If I just honor my word and if I say it and I just commit to it, not only am I going to change my outlook on myself, but also I'm going to gain respect from others. I'm also going to get things done because I said it and I committed to it and I made a priority, right? And it's those little things that are just moving my life forward. Every time I say it and I do it, there's just one step forward. It's another rep forward. Right, with those little things. I said it. Hey, I'm gonna throw out the trash today. I said it. I did it. I committed to it. That's a W. And I'm a guy who looks for W's all day. I'm a winner. That's my mentality. I like to win in life. Winning is good. I like this. I have fun winning. I think life, you should win. You deserve to win in everything that you do. And losing is part of the process. So when it happens, it was rightfully so. That's the only reason why I respect losing, because it's rightfully so when it happens. So when it comes to winning, I like winning. So it's like, yo, let's throw out the trash. W. Let me write this down. Let me say, hey, and I put this down on my schedule as well. I say, hey, I'm going to read today, knowing that I read every day. But I write it down and say, hey, I crossed this out as a W. I said it and committed to it. And then it becomes a habit. It becomes a way of life. It becomes me now, right? Because I've said it so many times and follow through. I saw the benefits of it. And I said, yeah, I like this. I want to keep going. This is great. Number three, most people love to blame others but themselves. Everybody likes to point fingers. Everybody likes to say that it's the government. It's this person. If this person would have showed up, if this person would have made this decision, if this person would have did this, I would never be in this situation. I know that this is present in most people's lives. So in my mind, if I can just take full responsibility for everything, I set my life up. I move faster. I take ownership of the situation. I take responsibility of the situation. So while other people blame, you know, everyone else, they're stagnant. While you're blaming others, there is no movement. You don't think that you're responsible. So there's no real forward movement. So you're moving backwards. You're stagnant. And in that stagnation, the world is moving forward and the world is moving and you're just still. That means you're just, nothing's happening, which means you're moving backwards, right? So if you're blaming everybody else and you're hoping that other people change so you won't have to change, then, you know, again, I'm you know, in anything you decide to do, you will lose, because there's people like me in those arenas, in those avenues, in those fields, and in those, you know, in that industry, whatever the industry is, that go in and say, yo, it's my fault. I'm going to correct things I can correct and influence the future towards a different direction. It's a different mentality, fam. Number four, most people are afraid of commitment. Again, I know this to be true. So many people say they want something, but they're unwilling to commit. So if I just do the opposite and commit my life to a process, I will understand it and I will have a better outlook on it. I will have a better education on it. While most people are afraid to show up for themselves, they're afraid to pull the trigger. They're afraid to lock into something long term, right? Because they value, you know, their ability to hop out at any moment out of the fear of being left behind or the fear of abandonment, the fear of being let go, the fear of surviving, right? But it's funny how the fear of commitment does the opposite, right? The fear of commitment gives you this false sense of safety. It's like, oh, I'm not getting into that because you just never know. It's like, eh, yeah, cool. How you do anything is how you do everything. So, you know, afraid to commit. That means you're afraid to commit to your future. You're afraid to commit to yourself. You're afraid to do what it takes to actually succeed in your life. And, you know, if that's how you're moving, then of course the results make sense. Number five, most people want things now and don't have the patience to see things play out. Again, most people, fam, are not serious. So, you know, they're impatient. They want it now. They want to cut corners. And the more they cut corners, the more they end back to zero, right? And they don't have the patience to allow things to play out. So for me, if I just play the game forever, I will eventually get to a place where I turn around and there's nobody. Think about it, fam. If I play the game forever, I will eventually get to a place where I turn around to see who's behind me and then I see nobody. Because I'm in it forever and people come and go, people get distracted, people show up sometimes. Fam, there's no, who's the competition? Who's the competition? Right? And if there's someone else like me who's doing the same thing, then I will see them, right? While I'm going, I'm in my own lane and then I look to the left a little bit. I'm like, oh shit, they're right there with me. Then we turn around, there's nobody. It's like, okay, I know what I need to focus on. I just got to keep playing the game, keep playing the game. Most people, again, they don't allow things to play out. They don't have the patience. So look at everybody who says, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to get into relationships. I'm going to do this, knowing that this is present. I know that this is present. They don't have the patience to allow things to play out. So it's like, okay, like, kill it, crush it. And then you see it's, you know, a couple of months goes by. You don't even see anything about the business anymore. You see that the relationship has ended. And then there's always a reason why. We talked about it in the last seven things, people. Well, the last five things so far. How, you know, again, people blame others but themselves. You know, people want to do the bare minimum. So they're doing the bare minimum in their relationships. They blame others in their relationships. They don't allow things to play out in their relationships. It makes sense why the outcome makes sense. It's a low quality approach. It's a low quality approach. Number six, most people are not consistent. They are okay with showing up sometimes. Again, they are okay with showing up sometimes. This is not something to get to feel bad about, man. Like, I've learned, fam, I've learned so much. I understand that that many people want to show up sometimes. They just are not consistent, right? They are okay with, yeah, you know, I'm just being a bum today. That's why I didn't want to work out. These are actual words that people call themselves and what they say. Hey, I'm just being a bum. You know, I don't really want to show up today. And, you know, I was just tired. And, you know, I got to get my shit together. It's like, okay, cool. Well, you know, people are okay with showing up sometimes. So imagine me. you know, if we're in a competition of some kind, you think I'm worried about the person that's okay with showing up sometimes? I'm just going to show up every time. That's it. I'm going to do the opposite. I love showing up all the time, right? Like, I like showing up. I like the results that comes with showing up all the time. This podcast has been week after week, recorded week after week for the last 5 years. It is not stopping anytime soon. So, you know, what I've been doing and the things I've been doing, it's just every time showing up. I've been going to the gym for the last 13 years, right? Consistency, 1% better every single day. We're going to get into that later about being getting 1% better. Number 7, most people quit the moment they experience some adversity. Again, failure is part of the process. It's part of the process. I like to win. And in order to win, you have to have losses. You have to see the truth. Either learning from someone else's experience or you're going through it and learning from your own. You know, anytime you experience something for the first time, you're not going to know. You're not going to really understand. You're going to get educated. You might get embarrassed. And that's just part of the process. And I know this. So I look to fail as fast as I possibly can. I lost my first competition. I lost that. And I came home with a silver medal. It hurt me. It pissed me off. I went back 2 months later and won the double gold medals in my jiu-jitsu competition, right? But that's in anything in life. You have to go in there, learn, and make adjustments. But I didn't just learn from that one event. I've been learning at the gym every single day, getting choked out, getting arm barred, getting, you know, punched in the face, wake up calls, right? When my ribs hurt, my knees hurt, or, well, my rib cage, I hurt my ribs for a little bit. And, you know, I hurt my ankles, I chipped my tooth, you know, my eye was red for like a month or so. Like, look, these are little things that I learned, and it came from ego. It came from me wanting to win and not wanting to learn. When I started learning, I haven't had an injury since, right? It's little minor ones, but, you know, I've learned through the experience. I've also learned through the failures, through losing a position or through getting swept or getting, you know, a jab going, breaking through my guard. These are things that, you know, through martial arts, I've learned, right? And I'm bettering my game, and that's in life and business. You see, when the market changes, I'm experiencing some adversity, right? So you adapt and adjust. You know, when the market changes, we all experience a bit of adversity if you're building a business, right? So then your job is, okay, where is the attention going? How does the algorithm work now on these social networks? Okay, what is society and culture? What are they getting influenced by, and where are they going? Because if they change, you know, what they find valuable, then, you know, does my business get affected by that? Does my business increase? Is it in demand or is it not? Are there products coming out that put me out of business? These are things that you need to keep in mind if you're a business owner, but you're going to experience adversity because it's never an easy climb. There's always something that's going to hit you. There's always something that's going to get in the way. And most people, they quit the moment they experience that. So if I just keep adapting and adjusting forever, then I will win, right? It's inevitable, fam. You get my point? It's inevitable. So I wrote down these 7 things in the last slide on this post. I put, if you were to go all in, honor your word, take personal responsibility, embrace/study the process, show up daily regardless of how you feel, and continue to solve the problems the moment they present themselves, then success is inevitable and you will always rise to the top. So that's the post I did. You can go check it out. September 14th, 2023 on my Instagram at Anthony Minaya, #1. So, you know, those are the things that you have to understand too, fam. Like, whether you like it or not, there's always some competition going on. There's always competition going on. If you're in business, if you're looking to get a job, if you want a partner, if you want relationships, whatever it is that, you know, you're looking for, there's always competition. there's always competition, resources, and all these things. You have to make yourself more valuable, right? You have to understand that, you know, when you understand these seven things, it eliminates a whole section of people, right? 99.9% of people. And then now the real battle is when the 1% goes against the 1%. You know, the 5% go against the 5%, where now it's not even real competition. It's like they look to do deals, partnerships. I say, yo, how can we make this work? Because we're both about it. We're both doing this, you know, and it depends on what we're talking about here, right? You know, usually it's, you know, when you have the 1% going against the 1%, it's competition. There's respect there, right? So I'm just saying, fam, like, there is such thing as quality and low quality. You know, there's such things as, you know, with these seven things in place, this determines where you live, right? Think about it. Think about what I'm saying here. Is what makes a low quality environment, what makes a high-end environment? It's just priorities. People think it's money. Money has a lot to do with it, but it's philosophy that creates the amount of money one makes. It's one's mentality. So if you want to study, you know, why one is poor, is just study their mentality and don't be that way. Study the mindset. When I lived in the Bronx, I would study the people that are in my area. I'm like, okay, I don't want to be broke. Everybody around me is broke, and they're broke because they care about this. They play video games. You know, they watch porn all day. They're outside hanging out with, you know, with whoever, some chick, some girl, some dude, right? They, you know, they all eat low quality food. They all want to party on the weekends and drink and smoke. So are you surprised? Like, are we surprised that I look at that and say, I don't want to be that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to do the opposite because I don't want that result. And then, wow, you do the opposite every single day for a long period of time. And then life just changes. Everything changes. Different results, of course, because I did the opposite of what most people do. So if you study low quality areas or areas that you say this is a safe place to live, or this is a bad place to live. People look at it for money, but it's philosophy that creates the money. It's philosophy where someone says, hey, I'm going to eat this food, one, in a nicer environment, a safe place to live. Most of the time, it's a cleaner place to live, right? So you see a safe environment, you're like, okay, this is safe. That means someone's philosophy, when you look at how clean it is, right, in this safe environment, someone eats food and throws it in the trash. And you see in a not-so-safe environment, why is it all dirty? Why is it all just, you know, there's a lot of carelessness going on. You see that someone eats food, right, and decides to throw it on the floor instead. Leave it around. Throw it and it doesn't matter. Throw it to the ground, right? Now you have a bunch of bottles on the floor. You have all this stuff that's happening. It's like everything is run down for a reason. You know, this is the mentality. People don't invest in their communities. People are not investing in fixing these things. People are not, it's carelessness to it, right? So my point is, you know, your moves has an effect on somebody else. The moves you make will determine whether or not that you live in a great area or not, right? You start going outside, busting shots in the air, that's it. This place is not safe to live in anymore, right? Your neighborhood's not safe to live in. And then cops are called to make sure that this place remains safe. They establish dominance. They say, hey, look, we're here. And, you know, anybody who does this gets punished in this way, right? And then everyone else looks at that and say, oh, I don't want to do that. Or, you know, why is this happening? What's going on? Is this a bad area now? See what I'm saying, fam? Your moves has an effect on somebody else. Your moves matter. So the moment that you start bettering yourself, you start changing your perspective, You start picking yourself up. You start moving to different areas. And you start focusing on the little things that if you focus on every single day, you're becoming 1% better every single day. 1% better. You read a page of a good book. You're studying every single day. Even if it's just a page, it's 1% better. You work out, even if it's for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1% better. You honor your word. You say it and you do it. You write it down and you commit to it and you follow through. 1% better. You get 1% better every single moment, every single day. Then you start getting results. Then you start creating positive momentum, right? You see the positive reinforcements in your life. You create momentum. That momentum goes on to the next day, the next day, the next day. It starts altering your perspective. You look at life differently. You start making life-changing moves, power moves that you lift up. You get out the environment that you're in. You start talking to different people. You start wearing different clothes. You start eating different food. You start learning different information. You start making more money. You start having better quality relationships because you're around people who prioritize the same things. This is what I'm talking about, fam. Momentum. Momentum. So where are you right now? Are you going uphill or are you going downhill? Wherever you are, start right now. Focus on getting 1% better every single moment of your life. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to the show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.